Okay. Any question?
No.
Good. So everybody knows where we are standing and what are we talking about, right? Good. So, if you mind your own business for a couple of minutes, I will refresh my mind. What are we talking about? I believe we are in a period of talking about enrichment. Means becoming rich. I hope everybody remembers we are not talking about economy yet. Here we are talking about you. And that's it. And we are talking about which part of you? The feeling, the passion you have. Because we know the key to happiness is to get closer to love. And love follows no rule at all. It's an exception. We are looking for that exception. We want to enrich ourselves. And he said, okay, go around and learn. And I cannot tell you how much you should learn because there is unlimited thing to learn. But there are a couple of things that you shouldn't do. First one, do you remember? Was, do not pay too much attention to form here. We talk here, normally it's a poetic language, it's lovely, so it's quite easy to be in a good mood. But that's not what we are talking about. You should understand the meaning. So do not imitate the big fellows. Do not use those big words to confuse yourself. Simple. First of all, you are going to learn. Remember, and for that learning, you are supposed to come out of yourself. Do not pay attention to this one that you have done enough. About this one, that part of you which is out here, the meaning of you, the social and cultural meaning of you is out here in all of us. Think about that. Do not follow those philosophic, logical stuff we talked about a lot. If somebody is in the state of imitating other people or trying to bring out their reason and stuff, that fellow is not a good fellow to follow. Do not do that. Come back to yourself and learn about yourself, because that's the only problem you have, that's the only problem you could deal with. Forget about trying to change the universe. That's for logic. For the brain of the animals. For you, is to become mature, to grow up in the space of humanity, which is culture. All of us, we grow in that. So, you have to learn about yourself. How do you deal with this universe? We arrive at the main story of your problem. Your problem with dealing with life is the duality inside of you. Each of us are born as Pharaoh, the king of this body, the owner of this. This is how I was born. When time goes by, I grow up in the dream of this Pharaoh, the light of Moses will appear. This Pharaoh will try to stop Moses from coming. Don't worry. We'll manage it in a way that all his effort will help us. That's how it works. So you should learn how to deal with yourself. You should learn this duality. This duality is what? Is one part is you. You the animal with all the needs of animal life. The other one is something that We cannot even write down the rule of that fellow. The only thing we know about the Moses is he is at the side of Haq. He is doing for Haq. He doesn't want anything for himself. He is here to help others to get closer to that meaning, Haq. Remember that meaning? Why are we insisting upon that meaning? Because look at them carefully, you will see if you put these different words all together, it's right, expectancy, retribution, true, truth, just, justice, real, God. Put them together, put them in a box. You could call that box the best qualities of human culture. Whatever good you're looking for is here. That's why we call it the essence of existence. Just and justice, truth, real, everything is the essence of this moving universe. So learn about all of it, because this universe is for you. Which part of you? The Pharaoh part of you, the animal part of you, wants to have it all. And will have the pleasure of enjoying it. Enjoying of being rich and powerful. Right? The only thing Pharaoh doesn't know is the happiness in love. The joy is giving something, not taking something. That essence is Moses. Okay. Pharaoh will fight Moses with what? Whatever he could collect. Mainly, first of all, he will call for scientists, magicians. Don't worry, because all the knowledge doesn't belong to Pharaoh. A part of it is different. The exception in that philosophy are two magicians we are hearing about them. They are different. What's the difference? They want to dig in, dig a little bit deeper. When they receive an invitation, they want to know better. Therefore, they go to the mother, they go to the grave of the father. They come and try to steal that stick of Moses. So, we are understanding that. But let us tell you something more important about knowing, knowledge, philosophy. Because this is where Rumi talks about philosophy, remember? He even talked negatively about that philosopher who is talking about this subject. He said, science is like this. All over the centuries, we are looking for something and we find a piece of it. Or we are looking for something, we find something else, a piece of this puzzle. And this is an ongoing process. So we always add to our information and discover the new fields that we don't know about. Right? So this is like understanding an elephant by the help of touch. In the darkness there is an elephant, and by touching it, of course, somebody will touch this side of it and will say the elephant is like this. Somebody will touch the other side of it and will say elephant is like this. The only way that everybody could understand what the elephant is if they were carrying a light. Because in the light you see it all. Scientifically, we don't see all of the existence. We see our scientific subject in a corner. Do we know scientifically anything? Here, I believe we have some MDs. Would you please help us to understand what is love? Biologically? We don't know. that simple. So our knowledge is little pieces here and there. We are talking about another kind of knowledge, which is not a piece of here, a piece there, a piece there. It's another way. He talked about that elephant, which was my favorite story, and in it said, listen, put this ear away, listen with the other area. Close these eyes of yours and open another one. Look differently. What did he mean by it differently? He said, oh, you should look differently because there are some stuff that I told you a little bit about, but the rest I cannot tell you. Because you should tell yourself. It's in you. We are not talking about finding something to add to yourself. We only talk here to diminish some of these show-offs. Polish yourself. You don't need to add something to yourself. You should discover it. It's in you. Love is in you. The potentiality of love is in human being. But you have to discover it and take care of it. Let it grow in you. This is how it works. So I cannot tell you. There are stuff that is not even in this book. Because nobody could tell you. It's in you. And it's being repeated even inside of you. But you're not listening. You're not listening, although I repeat it repeatedly. I say it, but it doesn't work. Why? Because you are in the field of enrichment yet. Do you remember we are going to pass this trip and go to the other step, which is unity? To understand the unity of everything, and when we pass that, is bewilderment. And that's the point that you start to understand. When this one is not working, this one will get it. Because this one is always talking and talking nonsense, defending itself and talking about me, 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 me. That bewilderment will stop all these nagging of our brain. Do you remember we talked about that intelligence? Our intelligence is judging the universe by superficial information. Because when we are looking at anything, what do we see? We see the skin. When you look at a person, what do you see? The form? That's not that person. Personality is that person, which is inside, and you cannot see it with these eyes. You have to have another kind of vision to see that. You should be prepared to do that. Because it's like this. It's like somebody will come and talk extensively about a good movie the fellow has seen. What will happen to you? Of course you will understand a lot about it, but are you going to enjoy that movie? Somebody will describe the beauty of the statue of David. Does it replace the visual information looking at that? That moment, that special moment in life, is the moment of enlightenment. It's not always. And you could miss the moment, like the fellow we are going to talk about it. This is a fellow who has written a lot of love letters to beloved. Right? Now, he got lucky, he has a date. He arrives at the date with all the letters, and he's reading the letters. You silly fellow, you are writing all those letters to come and see the beloved. Now the beloved is sitting here, your beloved is sitting here, your beloved is sitting here, your beloved is sitting here.